number 61.
Stanford Cardinal showed what it was all about, why some of these bowl games are kind of cool. They drummed the Hokies 40-12. First time in a bowl in like 14 years. It was a who's who on the sidelines, like John Elway, who's an alum of Stanford. He was hanging out to congratulate the boys. And we go from Stanford to some of the other crazy things that are happening across the globe, including the fact that we got this body of a U.S. military expert found in a Delaware landfill. What's up with that? I'll give you some of the details. And Wednesday is Convergence Day. You know what Convergence Day is? It means all the politicians converge on Washington officially as the next Congress rolls out, getting a facelift after the midterm elections. The House Republican, the Senate Democratic, but with a few more Republican senators on board this time around. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. If you've ever listened to the show, you know we zig and zag all over the place. That's how we roll. You can be a part of it whenever you feel like jumping in. Please do, 800-259-5791. That's the beauty of the show. We are live. There's not things that happened earlier in the day repeating over and over again. Instead, we're live, so you have a chance to throw in your 2 cents. I think a lot of people want to throw in their 2 cents on a Navy captain who is part of an elite few getting to command his own aircraft carrier, or is he? Because of some videos that were made a couple of years ago, he might have sunk his ship and his career. We're going to jump into that, too. But first, right at the top, as I said, it's the convergence. So what's the first thing that's going to be discussed? Well, one of the first things that's going to be discussed is absolutely going to be this health care repeal. And the reason partially is because so many of the people that were elected in the midterm elections, thanks to the Tea Partiers and whatnot, one of the things that was promised is we're going to get rid of the health care laws that stands on the books. So that absolutely is going to be front and center. There are a lot of different opinions out there about health care. We're going to go to the nation's capital and give you all kinds of points of view on it. Here's Amy Walter on Congress and health care repeal and what she wants to do.
They can say, I voted on the stuff I said I was going to vote on, and it's not my fault that the president vetoed it or the Senate didn't pass it.
She's right. And that's what's probably what's going to happen is however people voted is what you'll see that will roll out when it's discussed in the committees and then further on in the House. I don't think there's any way the Senate waves the flag and says, oh, yeah, let's vote on this. I doubt that. In fact, I don't think I'm going out on any kind of risky limb to say they won't. Therefore, it kind of cancels out. Circle gets the square, and if you get the reference. And I don't think that anything changes there. So, in other words, it stands. Maybe there's some cherry-picking and things that are taken out of it, but I don't believe that it gets repealed, at least not at this first stab at it anyway. One thing that happened over the weekend that you might have missed, it just became official. On his Hawaii vacation, the president signed into law the 9/11 First Responders Health Bill. I said this before, Chuck Schumer and I don't have much in common. A lot of the things he says are way too left for me. But, and some of the cockamamie ideas that come in from New York in his direction I don't agree with, but I completely agree with him pushing to come up with a compromise and a way to make this happen. Schumer and Christian Gillibrand were responsible, I think, partially for getting this legislation enacted, so they were both thrilled. I'm going to give them their moment in the sun. Check it out.
It's been a long and arduous journey, and lots of us played a role, but the real credit goes to those first responders.
This is really a thank you, because they were the ones who literally ran up the towers when they were coming down. They're the ones who worked day in, day out, week after week, and because the toxins were so terrible, a lot of these men and women are literally now dying of these terrible health effects.
And she's right, and that's what happened. I was there, and how many days after days we hear that story, and did you see Christine Whitman saying it was okay, that the dust was all right, and it wasn't all right. Right from the get-go, it wasn't. And I don't think that you kick these guys when they're down, because a lot of them have struggled to try to make the payments for the severe asthma and the things that have happened to their lungs collapsing and whatnot at a very young age. A lot of them were very young when they embarked at that particular time and trying to help a 9/11 in their early 20s, mid-20s, but whatever age they were. And now it's taken its toll, and a few have died, and they can be directly traced to what they inhaled at ground zero. I think the compromise was worthwhile, and it's a fine thing that was signed in to law. Now, I mentioned the body of this military expert. One of the stranger things that came up on the radar screen during the day, it's just ripe for some kind of a conspiracy, but the body of a guy named John Wheeler was found when a garbage truck was emptying stuff at a landfill. Sounds like an episode of The Sopranos, but this wasn't a television show. This was real life. So he served in three Republican administrations. He was, in fact, a key contributor in three different administrations. So it makes you wonder what possibly could have happened here on the personal side or you know, whatever. He was 66 years old. He was supposed to be on an Amtrak train and I can remember seeing his face on a couple of different, shows where he was an expert and he was talking about various things. He was supposed to be on an Amtrak train from Washington, Wilmington on December 28th. They're not clear if he even made that trip. His body was found on New Year's Eve only because of that truck. His death has been ruled a homicide. He served as an Army staff officer in Vietnam. Then he worked in the Reagan and Bush administrations. He was one of the leaders in building the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall, if you've ever been there. He was also the second chair and chief executive officer of Mothers Against Drunk Driving. A lot of people like this guy. And what possibly could have led to this? And the landfill, by the way, it was a couple of miles from his house in Newcastle, Delaware, and they're trying to figure out the connection as to what possibly could be the motive, and they don't have any leads. They have zero leads in this crime. Initially, they're trying to just piece together where he was last seen, and they think that they have nailed it to him getting off that train in Wilmington last Tuesday. And then they said, well, no, that probably might not be right. Was he supposed to take this train from D.C., and what time did he end up in Wilmington? And so they're interviewing friends, and they're trying to figure out what possibly could have happened to this guy, what information he might have known, or why somebody would go after him. It makes no sense to the people who knew him the best. How about that? All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to lighten the load a little bit. Actually, have birthdays, news you can abuse, and some other fun and frivolity here on America Tonight.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's one world, WHEY.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 3rd, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1423.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1460.23, 730.12 for a half ounce, or 365.06 for the quarter ounce. That's 1460.23, 730.12, and 365.06.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Celebrating birthday, Bradley Cooper. Remember him from The Hangover? How old do you think Bradley Cooper is, or Marilyn Manson, or January Jones? If you're a big Mad Men fan, then you probably know who January Jones is. How about Robert Duvall? How about Diane Keaton? And recognize any of those names? We'll jump to it coming up here in a few minutes. But before we do that, I thought it'd be fun to kick around some news you can abuse. It's what I call the silly oddball news from the last couple of days. This one's from Bowling Green, Kentucky. You know, there's a weird thing about dates and people getting married. Personally, I don't get it. When you get married, to me, it's about, you know, just get married, whatever. But some people plot and plan their weddings, which shows, once again, like, why I'm the chick at the bar that hangs with all my buddies and could care less about that sort of stuff. Some people do, though. One couple in southern Kentucky feels like they found the exact time to confirm that they were right for one another. So check this out. John Payne and Cheryl Brooks tied the knot on New Year's Day, with the ceremony taking place exactly at 11:11 a.m. on 1/1/11. The bride was just gushing over it, saying, "We like to be different." About 25 friends and family members were at the Fountain Square Park in Bowling Green on Saturday. They witnessed the ceremony. They've been together for about a decade before deciding this was the right time. Decade's a long time to get to know somebody, so they probably have a good chance of making it survive. This from Iran. You know, I'm not a big fan of Ahmadinejad. I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him, and he's on my short list of nutballs. But a 1977 white Peugeot that hasn't been driven for a while is up for grabs. The car's mileage isn't low, but it's got a bid of $1 million already on it. You know who owns the car? Ahmadinejad, that's right. It's a 33-year-old car, and it's being sold off in a charity auction to raise money for a low-income housing project. Iran's daily newspaper said there was bids from abroad, and they've come in to a multilingual website that was set up over the weekend. They won't talk about who the bidders are, but there are some top bidders that will be invited to the auction that's going to be held in mid-February. Can you imagine somebody in the United States, somebody in, I don't know, some other country, France, perhaps, wherever, come on down, come to Tehran. We're going to have a big old party, and we'll see if you are the winner of this Peugeot. I guess not everybody feels about Ahmadinejad the way that I do, although I would say you could count his list of true friends in a very short piece of paper, you know, small piece of paper. Let's move on to the curse of beauty is what they're calling it. There's a new study that finds company recruiters are often reluctant to call a beautiful woman in for an interview, but great-looking guys are in high demand. Researcher Bradley Ruffel says attractive women take more time searching for a job, and he said a study found that about 20% of good-looking guys were called in for interviews, comparing to less than 13% for pretty women. Boy, isn't that crazy? If the pretty woman has the goods for the job, besides having the having these great looks, I mean, why wouldn't you call her in? I don't know. That doesn't make sense. And I get the thing with the guys in a way, but it depends on who's doing the hiring. But there's something to that. There's definitely something to it. You know, dress the part. They always say that dress the part, and people have made fortunes on dress for success and all that sort of stuff. It depends on what industry you're in. And it depends on what you, certainly if you're in any kind of a professional industry and you have to really be dressed to the nines, or if you're not, if you're working in a more casual industry, maybe it could hurt you if you were too over the top. I don't know. Matt, when you've gone on interviews, the few that you've gone on, what's your rule of thumb as far as how do you dress? Do you wear jeans or do you wear a tie? What do you wear?
Never wear jeans, always wear, it depends on the place you're interviewing at. Sometimes.
Yeah, but let's say broadcasting, because radio is more relaxed.
It is, but I still, you'd rather be dressed up than too dressed down. You don't want to not get a job because you came in wearing jeans.
Right.
That would be the worst. So
all
I
right,
always.
So you dress up.
Yeah, I usually do.
Wear a tie.
Right. Well, not always on the tie. I mean, that. It kind of depends on what you're wearing. If you're wearing, like, a suit coat, you don't necessarily need the tie, in my opinion. But if you're not, then maybe you do. The last couple of jobs I interviewed for, I think one I wore a suit, the other one I wore a shirt and a tie.
Ooh, a shirt and a tie. All right. So he might be correct in saying you don't want to dress down. I'm trying to think, there was an interview that I did with a music company where someone specifically told me, they didn't say wear blue jeans and sweatshirts, but they did say don't dress conservatively and don't dress up, because you don't fit into the whole music scene. So I didn't, and I did immediately get the job where I had went to the parking lot and they were frantically calling me to say, oh, we want you. So I guess I think it was more about what I was saying, but I didn't overdress, and they were right about that. It would have been kind of weird if I had overdressed, I think. So we move on to, from looks to home invasion. It took just a couple of hours, but a man who was the victim of a home invasion managed to chew through the tape the robbers used to restrain him. Good for him. Well, that'd be scary, wouldn't it? This happened in Shoreline, Washington. Two men knocked on 92-year-old Lester Matheson's door last week. They asked to use his phone. Oh, that's an old one. Once inside, they grabbed him, taped him to a chair. They tore up the place, made off with about $400 in cash and a man's pickup truck. It took him 2 hours to gnaw through the masking tape. He did. But other than bruises, he wasn't injured. And he said the lesson he learned is watch out who you let in. You know, that's an interesting thing, because at a Crime Watch deal just a couple of months ago, a detective was telling me when somebody knocks, especially if it's during the day, when somebody knocks on the door, you might not want to answer it, but you want to respond, because then if they're casing your place, they would know if they keep coming back and ringing the doorbell. Or a big trick is to leave flyers on your door and put it inside the door so they can tell if you get them and whatnot, try to figure out when you're around. So you can't always ignore the door, because that could also be dangerous in a different way. That's crazy that you have to think about that. Remember the good old days where people just left their doors open? Because you weren't thinking that somebody was going to come after you. You weren't thinking that, oh, this might not turn out so good for me after all. But, I guess that's how life is now. And depending on where you live, it's better to play it safe than sorry, for sure. And here this guy's 92 years old. What kind of bottom feeder is roughing up a 92-year-old guy? Give me a break. All right, we are on to birthdays. Music Maestro, if you have it.
Any birthday singers? Come on, people, we need birthday singers.
No truth to the rumor, by the way, that voice you hear is Matt's best friend. It's just a random voice. January Jones, the smoking hot woman that some of the guys out there like from Mad Men. She plays Betty Draper, 32 years old. Bradley Cooper, The Hangover, The A-Team movie, a slew of other things, 35 years old. Marilyn Manson, rocker, remember? He's famous for Portrait of an American Family, 41 years old. Pamela Sue Martin, boy, you have to go back for her, back to Dynasty days, 57 years old. Diane Keaton, she pops up in some of those bit roles these days. Back in the day, she was like Annie Hall. 64 years old. Juan Carlos, the King of Spain. 72 years old. He's been the ruler of Spain since 1975. Robert Duvall, Godfather, his best role ever, I swear. 79 years old. Walter Mondale, Minnesota Senator, Vice President at one time under Jimmy Carter. 82 years old. Happy birthday to you. If you are celebrating a birthday, we wish you the best. Whatever number it is, it's only a number. Just make sure you get somebody to take you to lunch and get a big honking piece of birthday cake.
Food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com.
Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
New year,
new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
A reported investment by Goldman Sachs and a Russian investor of $500 million in Facebook is a further thumbs-up sign that the social networking behemoth, what a word to use, I read that word somewhere, is becoming a huge force, even way outside the techie world. No question. The investment says that the company is worth $50 billion, according to a report that was just released. And that means it's more than twice the market valuation of folks like Yahoo, and certainly still well below, though, its famous rival, Google. The New York Times reported that the investment over the weekend from the Russians and Goldman Sachs, citing some unnamed sources involved with the deal, right? So this is a big deal. $50 billion. Wow, that's crazy. You think when this happened way back in Harvard, this is what Zuckerberg was thinking? I'm going to be on the cover of Time Magazine as the man of the year. I'm going to start up this little friendship thing, and it's going to be worth $50 billion. That's crazy sick money. We move from that to really bad stuff on the opposite side of the spectrum when it comes to money. Nothing new. A lot of states are drowning in debt and having problems with that. Illinois lawmakers are going to try to figure out how to plug their gap up in just a couple of days. They've been unable to do it, rather, in the past couple of years. They've had the worst hoe of it or row of it since the Californians had the same thing happen to them. The legislative session that started on Monday is all focused on the budget deficit of $13 billion, and that includes, and this is why it's so dicey for them and worth a mention, a backlog of more than $6 billion in unpaid bills. IOUs from the state, nothing like it, and almost $4 billion in missed payments to underfunded state pensions. Oh, that's terrible. So the mess is now leading to problems with the shortages threatening public schools, of course, local governments, other public services. So something has to be done and has to be done fast to figure out what to do there. We're going to go in a completely different direction from money, sadly, to murders. New York City recorded a double-digit increase in murders during 2010. Double-digit increase. With more than half the victims, they say, shot to death by someone they knew. Isn't it always that way, right? Crimes of passion. Likely related, though, not just to passion, but to drugs. As of December 31st, they say there were 532 murders. So that's up 13% from 2009. Rape, robbery, and assault were all also up, but total crime was down 2%. In New York City, what the police are saying is it's not a concern. Oh, it's not a concern. Crime is up. But the reason they're saying it's not a concern is because the 2010 murder figure is still the fourth lowest since they started keeping track of the stuff back in 1962. The lowest was last year at 471, followed by 496 in 2007, 522 in 2008. So still, all in all, if you look at it that way, if you're going back to the 60s and comparing all the numbers and saying it's one of the lowest, I guess they have a point there that though it's a big number, when you compare all the numbers from the time they started keeping the stats, I guess it isn't anything to panic about because it isn't such a high number if you look at it in that light. Of course, any of those, some of those heinous deaths that happened in New York City, there were a couple of, like I said, crimes of passion, and certainly there were a lot to do with drugs in the different boroughs. Not good if there's really no way around that. There's no way to dance around that, in other words. All right, this is a big deal. Israel is prepping for large-scale war. That's according to one of the cables that was released. Israel's army chief told a U.S. Congress delegation, and this is your number part, back in 2009, he was preparing for a large war in the Middle East, probably against Hamas or Hezbollah. And that was one of the leaked cables that was shown on Sunday, that appeared on Sunday. That document goes back to November of 2009 and was quoted Sunday in Norway by the Oslo-based Daily Paper, which said it had obtained WikiLeaks' entire cache of 251,000-plus leaked U.S. embassy cables. So they decided to publish that one. And the threat against Israel is more serious than ever, obviously. That's why Israel is putting a lot of emphasis on rocket defense, they say. So the army chief lamented that Iran has some 300 rockets that can reach Israel, and stressed this is all part of that cable, and stressed that the Jewish state would have only between 10 and 12 minutes warning in case of an attack. Not good news, because if you crunch the numbers on that, like I said, 10 and 12 minutes between an attack, you got to figure that there's going to be some panic there in Israel, which we know that's part of this problem between Israel and Iran, and of course the United States being in the middle of all that. At the top of the hour, I talked to Victoria Jones about what was going on in Washington, and a lot of the focus is on health reform. Will there be a repeal? There's going to be a tug of war over some of the language and whatnot included in that. So as a result, there is a new poll out that shows that nearly 50% doubt the president on health reforms. It's interesting because the Gallup poll shows that his popularity numbers are higher than ever. And I think that's coming off of the lame duck, not higher than ever, not higher than when he first took office, but of late, of the last 8 months. And that's because of what happened with the lame duck Congress. So while defending his health care reform last year, and he was certainly on the defense, the president promised Americans they're going to be able to keep the insurance they already have if they want to do so. This is part of the problem. Now, there's a new poll that's out from the Rasmussen Report, and it shows that there are a lot of people who don't believe that, and they're starting to feel that at work. The survey showed that 45% of voters with health care insurance believe they're going to have to change coverage, whether they want to or not, including 26% who say it's very likely. 26 is a pretty high number. There was also 46% of the folks that took the poll that say it's very unlikely they're going to have to make a change, then 19 who say it's not likely at all. So clearly, in looking at the entire poll, most people don't want to change. Of course they don't want to change. Because whenever you do that, you don't know what's covered, what's not covered, what it's going to cost you in a pinch, the drug coverage, all that kind of stuff. Have you ever had to change insurances? It's the worst thing ever, especially when you finally get it down with the docs and everything. So the poll shows 76% of voters with insurance consider their coverage good. That's a pretty high number, 76. Good or excellent, only 4%, and this is just a small sampling, but only 4% think that their coverage, how about that, is poor. And I think this is all what's going to be explored on the other side of, geez, why do we want to repeal health care? And the arguments for pro and against repealing health care, that's what you're going to get. And I think with the Senate, there's certainly going to be a block there anyway. Even if the House votes a go on it, I don't think there's going to be enough to make it happen as far as the Senate is concerned. And, of course, that's a big difference. All right, here's our last week in count, and it has to do with deepwater drillers in the Gulf. After all the nonsense with the worst oil spill in our history, starting back in April of last year, all the way through the summer and really into the beginning part of the fall, now what they're saying is that 13 companies in total, 13 are now looking forward to being able to come upon a time when they can drill again. And as you know, that moratorium was lifted. So 13 companies have deep water drilling activities that had to be suspended last year, but they might be able to get back to the business at hand without some of those detailed environmental reviews. And this is straight from the horse's mouth. This is straight from the administration. That decision comes as the Noble Corporation announced that Marathon Oil actually canceled, this is a whopper of a deal, they canceled a $752 million contract for a deep water rig in the Gulf because of a lack of drilling permits. So you heard my number, right? $752 million. So there's a big pressure on the administration. The companies, they include Marathon, Chevron USA, and Shell Offshore, are going to be allowed to resume work at some of those drilled wells as long as they meet up with the new policies that were determined and the regulations too. See, that was part of the disagreement as to how stringent the regulations were going to be. But that decision is definitely a win for the people who have now had a loss of jobs. A federal report said the moratorium probably, and I think it's even higher from the people that I've talked to, but probably caused a temporary loss of at least 8,000 to 12,000 jobs in the Gulf. As you know, our show was down there in Mississippi in the Gulf Coast, and we talked to several people about that, and they had their own struggles with tourism and whatnot, but also knew people who would have been on certain rigs but had their jobs suspended, and they thought it was more than 12,000, the number that's being quoted. But regardless, a lot of loss of money there, and this was the latest one with the oil deal going kerplunk thanks to that moratorium. So probably drilling begins, that deep water drilling begins back again for those 13 companies in the next couple of weeks or whenever they can get it going and get everybody back on board. It looks like it's a green light for that. And of course it is because of all the money that's been lost. Keep it locked and loaded on America Tonight.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
And that's set to start midweek in Washington. In fact, it's already starting now, even though really the gang isn't back in D.C. The next Congress officially starts on Wednesday. Thursday, they read the Constitution out loud in the House. How about that? And then they get to the business of all kinds of things, including the spending. What do we have? $3 trillion is our deficit, $3 trillion. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
How you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
My new line this year?
I want to hear it.
Lovely.
Lovely is good. It's short. It's great. That's Jerry Seinfeld would love that. He says less is more, so it's like he gets the punchline faster, so lovely works.
Yes, lovely. I'm doing lovely this year. Okay, what? I know they didn't make it to the gold medal, so I won't ask you to sing it. The World Junior Hockey Championship.
Oh yeah, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, the United
that little
States.
Bet.
Yeah, the United States lost.
Right.
Right. So, but since it wasn't the gold medal game, I'm not going to make you sing it.
I like it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You pardon me. That's good. I like it.
Okay. Yeah, I spoke to Steve. Yeah, he knows what's going on.
Oh, with the Israel situation? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
The cable?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because a couple of his professors are also they were called up to their units, And I mean, when the professors are when his teachers are being called up, he knows something's on the up and up, which means some serious stuff's going on. And when the whole freshman class was being called up. You know,
really?
Something. Yeah, the whole freshman class of his school was being called up, or most of them, at least he told me.
Wow.
Then you know some serious stuff, and certain schools are starting to stock up on certain essentials. I mean, especially the ones near the border, like with Lebanon and certain other countries. And so I said, "Are you nervous?" He goes, "Not yet, just overly concerned." That's the way he put it.
Yeah, there you go. I understand that, overly concerned. Ooh.
Yeah, for sure. So for sure, but
because you don't know what's going to happen. There's the itchy trigger finger in Iran,
right?
And if you're Benjamin Netanyahu, you got to protect your people. You got to figure out what you're going to do. Israel's a small country.
Right. I mean, it's not even the size of Manhattan.
No.
And the funny part was earlier we were talking about how Bibi, that's what everyone calls him in Israel, was going to talk to the Palestinians about peace. But the Palestinians said, no, you got to stop building all these settlements. So it's like, how is Bibi going to talk out of book? How's Bibi going to please everybody? Because I don't know if I've said this before. If, let's say, he does try to make peace, the left-wing Israelis will say, or left-wing party said, you didn't give him enough. You're going to have the right-wing people, and there are going to be some nuts who are going to say, he gave up too much.
Right.
So, you know, it's going to be like, you think being president of the United States is the most difficult job in the world. The second most difficult job in the world, being prime minister of Israel. At least that's the way I look at it. You know, so...
Absolutely, because, again, the size of the country,
right,
the tensions in the Middle East, the maneuvering around what's been there for thousands of years,
right,
and who do you trust?
Yeah, this is quite true. So, I mean, when I asked Steve, do you think it's just talk or do you think it's serious? Well, the Israeli, I mean, like you said, like I told, you know, when he saw the freshman class being pulled up, he said, I think we're serious. I said, what about you, Steve? He went like this and said, Uncle Sammy, like he said, I'm overly concerned. When I get that phone call, then I'll start sweating bullets.
Wow.
As he put it.
Wow.
Yeah, but, you know, in his unit, the job would be graves registration.
Yeah.
And still, I mean, that is not exactly a fun job.
No, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be a great job at all. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
talk about depression.
Yeah, no matter what the religion was. And this, as we were talking, as he was on his way to perform a wedding.
Mm.
So, you know, go figure. I said, okay, I said, get your mind off it. Remember wedding. He said, by the way, I know my cub, you know, just to get off the subject for a second, he says, I know my Cowboys stink, but if they win today, because we were talking yesterday, is Jason Garrett going to be guaranteed the head job? I said, maybe. I said, now how about Kate Eagles? I said, well, some experts have predicted her Eagles will make it all the way to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but, you know, who knows? They
right.
didn't get the bye that they should have gotten.
Right.
I think that the Eagles have as good a shot as anybody in the NFC.
Right.
But boy, they blew it the last week in that debacle of a game that they played. That could have put them in the position where they got the bye. They didn't get the bye. So
yeah.
We'll see what happens. I say, you know, listen, I'm an Eagles fan, so of course I want to see the Eagles go as far as they can. And as far as the Cowboys are concerned, I know a couple of the beat writers and the inside dope is for sure Garrett
yeah.
has the job, but Jerry Jones is playing it coy
right.
because he has to do interviews and he's still going to mm-hmm. conduct those interviews, but Garrett's the guy.
Right. Okay. Now this is my question. Even if the Eagles don't make it to the Super Bowl, could you still get press credentials to go to the game?
Yeah, oh, I'll probably go to the game. Yeah. I probably will.
Right.
Just for fun, just to go regardless. In fact, I already know that I've got credentials, so, because you have to get them in advance, so I will be at the game, yes.
Oh, fooey.
Fooey.
Yeah,
fooey.
Yeah, but you see, here's the advantage of watching the game on TV. Big screen TV, sit there, Julie will be cooking her famous healthy chili. And by the way, she does say hello. And now, then, you know, we're healthy chili, big screen TV, we'll all be sitting there high-fiving each other and watching all the commercials, needless to say. And, I mean, being there is fun, but being with a bunch of friends is also just as fun to watch a game.
Oh, I agree with you. Sam, thanks for the call.
You bet.
When you want to, for the Super Bowl, actually, unless you're covering it or there's a reason or you're hanging out with some people that you want to hang out with in a suite or doing whatever it is that you're doing there or, like I said, covering it, it still is exciting, but it's a much different kind of excitement than when you're getting trashed or eating chili with your posse. It's different. Two different experiences. I think I've said this before. I've covered 10 Super Bowls in my career. Some of them have been pretty good and some of them pretty boring. But it was fun to go and actually then broadcast from the event. But it certainly would be a lot sweeter if my team were to go all the way and make it into the Super Bowl. All right, one last one. This will make you go, wow, I'm so glad that's not me. You know, we always fantasize about winning the lottery. People talk about it. Oh, what if you had $1 million? What if you played the lottery and you had that winning ticket? Did you hear the story out of Madrid, a Spanish lottery player? Nearly lost 9 million euros, which would be $12 million, in winnings after tossing tickets in a pile of trash, only to later discover that they were winners. Ignacio Gonzalez, a lottery ticket vendor in the country's northern Basque country, was upset and stunned to discover that the number he had played along with 14 friends, 48104, came up in a charity draw run by a Spanish organization for the blind. That's why they got the tickets. So his euphoria quickly turned to despair when he could not find the winning tickets. So he said the new year was off to a good start with a shower of millions, but on the other hand, I couldn't find the tickets. So he just tore up his house and ran to his neighbor garbage bin trying to find it. And without thinking about it, he dumped the containers over, started rifling through the contents. And he was able to, mixed in with all the garbage, he was able to find the winning tickets. So after almost having a heart attack and looking like he lost it all, he just dug through the garbage and found those tickets in the nick of time. Whew. That would have been the blunder of your life, wouldn't it?